Denton has a special affection for the architect, O'Neill Ford, as he had for the city. He attended high school and college there, and he was fascinated by the 1896 Denton County Courthouse, designed by W.C. Dodson in the Romanesque Revival style. Ford's work brought him back to Denton throughout his career. Among his projects is a 1960s complex, including a civic center, Denton City Hall, and two additions to the city library. Ford developed a Texas regional style that responded to its locale. For the Denton complex, he designed covered walkways to shade the sun. Ford combined modern construction techniques with skilled craftsmanship and regional materials that patina as they age, Mexican brick, cool Saltillo tile, and ceramic lighting fixtures. He also tapped the talents of local artisans, including his brother, Lynn, who carved the heavy wooden doors at the complex. The two-story Civic Center has a rotunda that's 110 feet in diameter. Its roof is supported by a system of cables and pipes based on the design of a bicycle wheel. The U-shaped City Hall is shaded by a wooden pergola and wraps around a sunken courtyard. Ford's additions to the public library include an atrium garden and a stacked tile wall screen near the entry. Ford died in 1982. 11 years later, the city of Denton memorialized his legacy, designating the buildings the O'Neill Ford Civic Complex. But as Denton grew and the buildings aged, they cried out for expansion and for modernization to meet 21st century building codes. The city hired two Dallas architectural firms, Corgan and Associates for City Hall, and Buziotis and Company for the Civic Center and the library. Architect Bill Buziotis.
To most of us, Ford is an icon whose work deserves great respect. For the restoration and the addition, we used original materials, developed Ford-like details in the hope that the renovation would appear unaltered, the addition seamless, and most of all, leaving Ford's irrepressible spirit intact.